Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I've been ministering this week on a passage of Scripture found in 1 Thessalonians 4:1. I'll read the Amplified Translation. Furthermore, brethren, we beg and admonish you, in virtue of our union with the Lord Jesus, that you follow the instructions which you've learned from us about how you ought to walk so as to please and gratify God, as indeed you are doing, that you do even more and more abundantly, attaining yet greater perfection in living this life. And so what we've been focusing on is, what does the Word have to say specifically on how do we please God? How do we bring joy to His heart? And this should be a joy to for us as well, because we love the Lord, as well as our Christian duty. And so we've been looking the last couple of days on those who please God. Well, first of all, He says His people are those who please Him. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. That's Psalm 149:4. And He's asking us if we will heed. That's why it's so important to meditate on His Word. That's what the Lord told Joshua, remember, when he was assuming the leadership role after Moses was not able to carry on. He said, meditate day and night upon the Word of the Lord, the Word that I've given, those Ten Commandments. And there are specific things which please God, that if we ask the right thing, and I gave as an example 1 Kings 3:9-10, where Solomon, when he began his rule, instead of asking for the life of his enemies, for riches, for wealth, prestige, he asked for a discerning heart. He asked for wisdom, and that pleased God first of all. And so He gave him without wisdom that he desired, and also great wealth and influence. And he was an example of someone that, as he began his work, his rule, his purpose for God as the king of Israel, that he would do those things that would give him wisdom to be an effective and good ruler. And of course, if we desire by our commitment to God to seek first His kingdom, to be separated for God, those who want to do that, 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, but as we were allowed to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. God looks at our heart, and He looked at David's heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Even when he had sinned, even when he was rebuked by the prophet Nathan, he knew that he could be, had that fellowship restored if he sought the Lord. And he knew that he confessed his sin. And that's, none of us are walking perfect lives, but once we are aware that we've hurt God, offended God, we ask for His forgiveness. We repent and turn from that sin and ask for His grace and strength to continue on. Looking at yet another attribute or quality or virtue of those who please God are those who are wholly yielded and surrendered to Him. We, because of Jesus pouring out His life for us, dying for us so that He was the perfect Lamb of God. There was no sin in Him. And if our lives are offered to Him in surrender to do His will, this pleases Him. Hebrews 13:16 says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. The NIV translation says, and do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. In other words, when God has blessed us, and sometimes even out of our lack, when we give and do what we can, He sees those sacrifices that nobody else knows that you make. And He's pleased with that. He blesses those. And so we want to please our Father as we submit to Him. Our part is simply to submit. And the enabling, the provision, well, that's God's part. And Hebrews 13, beautiful passage, verses 20 through 21 says, "Now the God of peace make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Christ Jesus." So remember, your part is just to submit, yield to the Lord, and then God will give you the grace, He'll give you the strength, He'll give you the provision, He'll do His part. He'll do what you can't do. And you might say, you feel so weak and you stumble time and time again. But if you're willing, your heart has to call out to God and be able to be fashioned, be humbled before Him. He will do and give you the strength. I remember when I was just saved, and I had, I was part of that, never fully into it, but I was, I came to the University of California and was part of that hippie movement. I was being influenced by that, but God's hand never left me. And I was searching for truth, and I realized there were no answers that way, but that I finally came to a place. I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." I had to know, and He honored that prayer because I had looked for truth in so many other places. But Jesus, if anyone will seek after God, even though I had never darkened the doors of a church in 10 years, I'd been raised in a denominational church, but I just turned my back on God. All I saw was hypocrisy. I didn't see any reality. And so I was seeking truth in my own way. And because I was seeking truth, God honored that desire, and He brought me to He who was the way, the truth, and the life, and that's Jesus. And so those of you who are praying for children, for loved ones that seem so caught up in the world, and they won't listen to you, they won't listen to advice, they won't listen to anyone, they're going to do their own thing. Well, that's the rebellious nature of man. That was true of our first parents. Eve, Adam, they knew what they were doing. They deliberately sinned against God. They did what God specifically said not to do. And as a result, they were banished from that perfect place of fellowship with God, the Garden of Eden. And yet God promised He would bring a Redeemer who would crush the head of the serpent who had beguiled them. And He did that through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we must yield to God to delight to do His will. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. And of course, those who walk with God, praise God. Do you remember Enoch? I won't take the time to turn to it. In Genesis 5:24, it says he walked with God and he was no more because he pleased God. He had this testimony. Hebrews 11:5 says, "For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." He didn't taste death. He was just taken. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, beloved, we have to have that desire. God will show us. The same is true today. Those of who are alive and remain, we don't know when that trumpet's going to sound. We don't know when the Lord is going to have the dead rise, and those who are alive and remain, if we should be alive, we will be raptured to be forever with the Lord. Glory to God. But if we have this testimony as Enoch did, just that he was like a first fruit, a testimony, he walked with God, he pleased God, and God took him. That's going to be true of those who are alive and remain when the Lord comes. When that call is given, we will be, for the dead will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him to be, hallelujah, forever with the Lord. And of course, those who praise God, not only with their lips, but with their heart, for God sees the heart. Let me share a verse from Psalm 69, verses 30, 31. But I will praise the name of the Lord with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. Remember, we're talking about what pleases God. Our praises please God. This also shall please the Lord better than sacrifice, better than an ox or bullock that hath horns or hoofs. That was the sacrificial offering under the old covenant. The humble shall see this and be glad. Your heart shall live that seek God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So those who praise God, they will bring pleasure to the Lord. And we've been looking at those who praise God. There are promises to those who please God. Some beautiful promises. Let's look at Proverbs 16 and 7. This particular promise says, their enemy shall be at peace with them. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And think about this for a minute. This is different than a man being at peace with his enemies because they surrender. But if we please the Lord our ways, the Lord makes our enemies to be at peace with us. Praise God. And also, we know our prayers shall be answered. 1 John 3:22 says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. And I will conclude this message on our next broadcast. I thank you for joining me. But if you have prayer needs, this ministry has always been, since 1965, not only daily radio, but a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I prayerfully ask God for the words to minister to his people when they write in. And those that are on the mailing list, the monthly letter that goes out, I don't ask for finances. I ask for God's word to encourage and bless his people. So I invite you to the right. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.